Courage for the Conflict, July 8. God gives spirit of power and love. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. We are now in a time when we are to stand steadfast for the truth. We are to cherish love for souls, but never, never are we to surrender the least vital point of truth. For it is by maintaining truth, pure, unadulterated truth, that we can at this time bring honor and glory to Jesus Christ, our Prince. The Word is the bread of life, and in the Word Christ's disciples are represented as eating and drinking the flesh and the blood of Christ, making His Word a part of their lives. No lie is of the truth. Truth will stand the test in the time of false theories if we hold fast the beginning of our confidence firm unto the end. Let us exercise faith in God and keep close to the side of Christ in following His Word. The Lord will teach His people if they will be taught. We can stand where we can hear the instruction of Christ. We have a living God and a living Christ. Whole legions of devils are watching their opportunities to get hold of human minds. But if we keep close to the Word, we shall not be overcome. Wherefore, said Paul to Timothy, I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We need to have a living faith in Jesus Christ. We need to exercise faith that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will lift up a standard for us against him. A heart true to God is often in prayer. Do not let one wave of discouragement come over you. We must give our thoughts to the contemplation of the character and the works of God, teaching Christ's words. Be of good courage. Let your courage and your constant reliance upon Jesus Christ inspire in others belief and increased faith and hope.